Blog Talk Radio.
This is how we roll.
No, no.
This is how we roll.
No, no.
This is how we roll.
DJ, man, doing what I do. Y'all already know what I be.
Vice Grip. What's happening, homie?
Yo, what's up?
Oh, man, I'm chill. Four villains, man. You know? You know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I hear you.
Oh, shit. What's happening? Oh,
yeah, I'm here live, man. You know.
I'm going to support this because I didn't call from the phone. Or comes out from beyond the year, I didn't call from the phone.
What happened?
I did not call from my phone. I'm telling you,
I'm
going to get on the ear. I'm on the computer.
Yeah, I don't know how it's doing that because I see that. It's got you, and it say Vice Grip Unity Shows. I was wondering how to do that.
Oh, man, this is something new. All this happened, probably true because I log in, and then my shoulders open up. This is unusual, man.
Whoa, that's what's happening. Call it.
What's happening?
Hello? What's happening?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
All right, where we going? Six months from.
Jay, you're on the year, man.
Mr. Vice Grip,
I'm assuming this is so good as on the year live, and you're on the year live. Everybody can hear you live, worldwide. How you doing, man? How you doing, Mr. Andre? How you doing?
DJ Gallus in the house, man. I don't know.
Welcome and meet Mr. DJ Smell So Good, you know?
How you doing, sir?
Mr. DJ Smell So Good and Vice Grip, we're working together, man. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, he have his own show and I have my own show, so, you know? We both work it together, you know? You understand what I'm saying? You're a DJ yourself, so you're at a club, you know? So just let him know who you are. He's on the ear, listen to you live now. I'm Mr. DJ, so good them who you are, man.
Yeah, DJ at most clubs, you know. Trend, you know. Top up.
They do more of the words, they get less pay.
You're going to have to give me the number to the show because my computer doesn't work.
Yeah. So, well, fuck it. We just going to ride out. I'll be on both of them.
What time did the show start?
My show? No, I'm saying mine was a two-hour show. So.
Why didn't it start his show from 2 o'clock?
No, because he tried to get, I don't know.
I mean, start his show from 2 o'clock and then my, from 2 to 4. A man, 4 to 6.
Yeah, I'm gonna see.
You have a whole 43 minutes late. Might as well just go and write it out, man.
Yeah. We just gonna follow them both shows. It's all good.
It's all good.
So, Vice, man, this is Miss Natasha. She all the way from Australia.
I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, get it right.
what's Goofy's number?
Hold on. 347-324-5265. Why? You going to do three ways?
I don't know. What are you... weren't you just saying that you're going to call his show?
Oh, I'm on his show. I'm the chat room. You know.
Oh, okay.
Checking it out. But then still on this show, you know what I'm saying? Doing it two-way.
Okay.
Oh, hello. We got a caller. Caller, what's happening?
Okay.
How you doing today?
Vice Grip sitting here.
Oh, it is Vice. What's happening?
Not hearing nothing from the computer, man. You just cut off. I don't hear nothing. Nothing at all. I don't hear you playing nothing.
On the other show?
On your show. When you just start to introduce the lady, I just don't hear nothing.
Oh, I don't know. What happened?
Start introduce her. I don't hear nothing.
Oh, well, this is Miss Natasha.
You got to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's from Australia.
Yes, hello.
Hello, blessed love. Nice to have you on the show. Nice to have your voice, you know. It's a blessing to us.
Thanks.
To have you come on the show.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all welcome.
Nice of you.
Huh?
That's so nice of you.
Okay. Y'all welcome.
Yeah, Vice Grip, he's a reggae, R&B, hip hop artist. Inspirational music, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down. Twitter is over capacity right now. Too many tweets.
I'll tell you, that is one of my favorites, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How the hell are too many damn tweets? What kind of shit? I'm trying to Twitter the show, tweet the show so we can... There you go.
Yeah. Come on back now.
Yeah. Somebody, I'm trying to have them call. Over this show so we can,
Smell so good.
Yeah.
This is something new to me, no. I don't know if you know of this, when I logged in, we automatically can talk to each other without calling on the phone. Is this new to you or is something that you know about before?
No, I didn't know you can do that.
But I remember 2 weeks ago we was talking and you asked me to call him from another line. I'd be like, no. I just called him from one line. But you did have me line.
Yeah. So I'm saying, how can I call in the Goofy Show like that then? Or can I call into his show?
Could you?
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out. Because if that's the case, then I can bring you up on Twitter, and they should be able to hear you. You know what I'm saying? Through Twitter. I believe. Well, we're gonna find out. So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're going in. We're going to experiment. See if it works. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Shit, me.
What is the name of his show?
Morning Before My Birthday Show. 186.2.
Hey, Snelly, did you get your computer working?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I had to restart my shit and everything.
Man.
Well, are you
over there working? No.
You shut it off and cut it back on?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm still trying.
Oh. Oh, shit. Got a motherfucking caller. We got motherfucking caller. 412, what's happening?
Yo, yo. What you doing, Goofy? This is Easy Rider.
Easy Rider? Oh, shit. It's going down, man. We're doing a trilateral birthday bash for my dog, Goofy.
Yeah.
Doing, man.
I see that. I'll be
at these shows up, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be at that party for sure, man.
Oh yeah, it's going
for sure.
It's going
hey, we're gonna have a penguin party and we're gonna have a Goofy birthday party. So it ought to be a good Saturday.
Oh, who penguin?
Man, I'm telling you, man, they're looking good. You know, I think I watched them Wings the other night and they're playing good too. So this is gonna be one hell of a game. That's all I got to say.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said. Where you coming from?
I'm out of Pittsburgh, man.
Oh, okay, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I'm down here in Florida. You know what
I like that Florida. We're part of Florida, Goof.
This is how DJ smells so good. Actually, you.
Oh, hey, Smell. What's up, man? What's up, bro? What's up, brother? Where you at? Man, I'm thinking I'm talking to Goofy and it's Smelly. Okay, man. Whoa, wait. You two are one in the same anyway, so what's the hell's
the
difference?
Yeah, you know that.
You know
that. That's
right.
One's
the other and the other's the one, you know, so.
That's real.
It's all real, you know, it's all real. Hey,
yeah,
so what part of Florida are you in?
I'm down in Tampa.
Oh, you're in Tampa. Oh, yeah, I like that Tampa area down there, you know, Tampa.
Man.
And, you know, but really, I like that Fort Lauderdale, man. I mean, I'm a Daytona Beach biker.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up.
So I like Daytona area, that Fort Lauderdale, Miami, you know. I like that side of the ocean there, man. You know, that salt water.
Yeah, nice grip. I got a guest on here. I got a guest on here. He's from Jamaica, but he in Fort Lauderdale right now.
Cool. Well, you better get him. Which one's that?
That's my homeboy, Vice Grip. Vice.
So we got
Mr. Vice, you know what I'm saying? And then I got my co-host. She all the way from Australia, you know what I'm saying? She lied.
Hello.
And
who was that? Who's the Aussie?
That's Miss Natasha Triple X.
Hey, Tasha. This is Easy, man.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, darling.
I've never met anyone from Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah. Well, you met the right guy. You only need to meet one person from Pittsburgh, and I'm the right guy.
Hey, no that, no that.
Easy's been around this town for a long time.
Yeah, man.
Anything you want to know about Pittsburgh, you ask me, and I'll be able to tell you.
Hey,
okay.
Well, tell me something. CDs, they made out of gold, right? Or DVDs? Don't they make DVDs up there in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I don't. Which? What do you mean? DVDs for music?
Yeah.
I have no idea, man. DVDs. I'll look it up though. I'll find out for you.
Yeah, that's what I heard, y'all. Cause y'all got the gold mines and shit up there.
Gold mines.
Yeah, the little mines and stuff.
Man, you tripping out, dude? What kind of mines, man?
Oh, I don't know. This is just what I heard through the grapevine.
Okay, I'm gonna find out about CDs and I'm gonna find out how they're made. Then I'm gonna report back to you.
Bam, that's what I'm talking about. Network.
I'm gonna be the investigative reporter.
That's what time it is.
All right, man. Well, listen, I'm gonna put it down. I'm gonna sit there and listen to you for a while. So, hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, what's up? What's up?
I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, everybody, I'll be listening. I'll be on.
That's what time it is.
Okay.
I'm on two different shows. I'm trying to talk the damn Goofy Ball, talking to Easy Rider.
Multitasker. He's a multitasker.
You know what I'm saying? Talk to everybody, man. It's going down. Man. Hey, but thank you all for calling in there. All right.
Okay, guys. All right. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to my dog Goofy Bone, man. It's his birthday. We doing a trilateral commission show today. So we doing 2 hours on my show at the same time, doing 2 hours of his show. So it's Florida to California, all the way up to motherfucking Australia. So that's how we doing it. Dedicate, I gotta send him a shout out. Dedicate my show to the Goofy. Goofy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Goofy.
Yo. Are you hearing me? It's been so good.
Yeah.
Well, you have me on mute.
Oh, I do? No, I don't.
You did have me on mute, man.
No, you talking.
Huh?
Hey, hold on. Let me try to turn my shit up. Hold on, let me turn my shit up. Yeah. I'm trying to turn the damn shit up. This ain't low. I hear you. No, we live on Goofy Bone Show. I guess we live on two shows. It goes down, man. Hey, I want to send a shout out, man. I want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing this old ass Mexican to see us. Well, damn, how old are you turning, man? Like 40, ain't you? Oh, my bad. What'd you say? You tell her what?
I'm from the 25 to 32
era. 25 to 32 era. So he turned like 26 or something like that. 27?
I'm the young man.
Well, we celebrating Natasha's birthday too, so in 2 weeks we got Natasha's birthday bash going down too.
Yeah. That's right. You'll have to tune in for that.
Hello. I'm the hell. You called in the Goofy Show?
Huh? I'm just about to.
Wait a minute. How can I hear you through my computer?
I don't know. How can you?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, y'all tripping, man. Hold on.
This is just crazy.
There you go. How about that? That's better.
Okay, I'm back online.
All right.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, I got you. All right, we got 408 in the building, 408. 408. Hello. 408.
Hey, this is gonna be cunt season, man. I'm ball show at the same time.
I want Goofy Ball show, but then Goofy Ball. So somebody on 408. Who calling from the 408? I don't know. I don't know. What the fuck?
All right. I don't get anything.
Oh, me. Yeah.
Hey, the 408 is...
What up?
I turned off your cell phone, and we're broadcasting from the 408 one.
Hold on.
What did he just say?
What happened? Oh, no. Hello?
Is the mic so good?
Hello?
Yeah.
What are you trying to reach?
I ain't even on the shit no more. I know what the fuck going on.
Oh my goodness.
I'm off, man.
Don't you find it comfy?
What is going on?
I'm both at the same time.
Huh?
You know, find it, I look a bit confused. We're on board show at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I had to hang up. Well, because, see, now I don't know. Somebody from the 408, I don't know if that's Goofy or not.
Okay.
I was doing it through the click to talk. See, I called through the click to talk. And
they
pick you up that way.
They're still hearing you on Goofy show.
Yeah, I'm still on Goofy Show, though.
But what you have to do, you have, I don't know. Because what I did, I'm on the Goofy Show now from my computer, so what I have to do, I have to put it on mute, put the computer, you know. I have to turn off the speaker, in other words. But I'm still on the show now, I'm still on the Goofy Show. Cool, your show.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm on the show now. While I'm on your show now, it's on the Goofy Show.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, it's all good.
Yeah, man.
I'm lost.
But we still got, I'm lost too. You know what I'm saying? We love Swing Style on my 400 shows and shit.
Yeah,
this
is
what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do, man.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, okay. Oh, matter of fact, you say you logged on. Your computer working, right?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay, so use that information and log on. Sign out and. Well, yeah, sign out real quick and then log in with that information.
Let me get that information first. Hold on. I might have lost it with that downloading stuff that I was doing before.
Oh.
Let me see. Am I doing that right now? You want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is where I could, because you can't call it to the same number, but you can everybody can use the same login information, you know what I'm saying? Well, it did that before, I think. And it wasn't a problem, so. Mm-hmm.
Yo, I've lost that. I've lost it.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Huh?
Huh?
Yes, we can hear you. I can.
Can't hear you.
Are you talking to me?
I don't know who I'm talking to.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. That's crazy. All right, let me see.
Can you tell Goofy that I love him?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Oh, no. You talking shit, I hear that. Son of a bitch. Oh, you can hear me?
He's calling you. Goofy calling you, man. You said I can mute him. Take him off mute.
Huh?
Did you? Yeah, you said I can put him on mute. Take him off the mute.
Oh. My bad. Hello? You ain't on mute. You ain't on. I ain't got you on mute. Hello?
It's all good now, man. It's all good. Everything back on the track.
I can't hear that.
I think it's all good now. Everyone, you're everyone now. We are you're in everybody now. Everything is good now.
Okay, but then I'm still fucked up. All right.
Oh,
man. Oh, man, I got, where my motherfucking dogs at, man? I got birthday song for my dog. Hold on. I got to introduce y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying, to my co-host.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta.
She's Macedonian.
Alotta Vagina.
Come again.
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, Never mind.
Hello. Yeah, that's Natasha Triple X.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. Oh, my goodness.
Keep it real live on Wrecking the Game Radio. This is Wrecking the Game Radio.
Oh, goodness.
Going down real big, man. Gotta play one of our sponsors. Real quick, man. Let y'all know how we keep it real, because we do get paid here. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Y'all don't believe us now. We're going to get paid one day. Balling. What the hell commercial at? Damn, vlog talk, stop moving. Shit. Play the commercial. Leave them.
Oh, huh?
I don't hear nothing. Trying to play the damn commercial. This damn commercial. All right. That's what I got to do then. All right, besides Utah, who else you like?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
it's actually pronounced Jetan. That's my accent anyway.
Jetan.
It's a Jetan.
Don't get it started over here now.
Don't make me, yeah. I was just about to say, don't make me bring out the whole Macedonian.
Don't make me Yaskate me Luchum Macedonski La Bohus La Bohus. Yeah. You already know what time it is. Don't hate me because I learned the language. You know what I'm saying? Don't hate me because I learned the language. You know, don't hate me.
Goodness me. And you know what? And you say it perfectly.
Hey, that's how you're supposed to say it. That's how I rap when I come down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
let me
stop the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you set up my show for? What time you set up my show for?
It's going to be for 2 o'clock. 2 to 4.
You going to be what?
It's going to be from 2 to 4. I'm going to set it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be from 2 to 4, though.
A goofy show is from 2 to 4 as well? No, from 12 to 2?
Yeah, mine from 12 to 2. Make yours 2 to 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But see, they're going to say to Jay, dun-dun-dun-dun. Daddy J on his way, he all late and shit.
Is Daddy J on?
Yeah. He just came, he just logged on.
Play me a song. What are you doing, Snowy?
Fucking off. You were supposed to be outside now. What the hell is you doing? I still see you in the room.
Me? Dude, seriously? I just said to you, I don't have the information. Send it to me again.
Oh, my bad.
Because you know how I was downloading that shit before? I lost it.
Okay,
yeah. You're going to have to do that for me.
Hold on, What? Oh, you ain't on Skype. pull your Skype, either pull your Skype up or your instant messenger. Pull one of the two up. I'll send it to you.
All right, hold on. I'll get it. I'm on Yahoo, I think.
Okay. You can smoke whatever you like. Oh. My bad.
Repeat that. You know what? I was on a show earlier, and they were supposed to come and check out the show due to technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, shut down.
In the building. INTHABUILDIN. They interviewed me, man. I called up. I was talking to them. They start asking me all these questions. Oh my goodness! It was fun though. It was nice.
Hey, did you read the description of the show?
No.
Well, then you need to read it.
How about you read it to me?
How about you go and check it out, because you got to look at it to see what I put up there. How about that?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm logged out now. So I can't quite look at it yet. I will. Hold on. So, are we still live on the show?
What's that? Kisses.
Are we still live on our show?
Yeah, we're going to be live on the show for another hour and 21 minutes.
Okay.
Hold it down. Now, see, Vice Grip, okay, so Vice Grip is on Goofy Show.
And I'm gonna call Goofy Show from my other phone just to say hello.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's this username and password, Smelly?
That's right. I am on both show.
There you go. That's all you need. My name and then that's the password.
DJ smells so good. DJ smells so good.
Yeah. Don't say it out loud and shit, girl. You're going to put all my information out there.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying your name.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him anything else.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm just saying. Just the name and then that's
I'm
it.
Not gonna,
and then
I'm
that's
not going to. Yeah. Okay. Just your name. It's all good. Okay. I'm in.
All right, and then go to Switch. Switchboard.
Go to what?
My switchboard.
All right, you know what? Where the fuck is that? I've never done this before. Edumacate me.
Oh yeah, you know. Got to learn one day. You know, everybody got to start somewhere. I encourage everybody to be host, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's how Vice became a host. That's how Goofy Phone became a host. That's how Lola became a host. let's see. I turned Shiro Mads turned into a host because of me. So I can take credit for all those five people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I see your switchboard. Hold on. I'll see your switchboard now.
All right. Now you see to the left, that's the show description. At the top, that's the guest calling number. That's where you want people to call in, like, you know what I'm saying? So you want to remind people, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all call into the show. You know what I'm saying? The show is 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to call in live, talk to DJ Smell So Good, or Miss Tasha, Triple X, or my dog Vice Grip from the Unity Show. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, to each and every one. The Don knows I love you, Adela Daya.
Yeah.
Been preaching the unity you need as a people, you know, to come together and live as one. Because, you know, united we stand and divided we fall. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting nowhere. You know, it's just like crabs in the barrel. The crabs in the barrel are not going nowhere because they're pulling on each other, pulling on their own self. So now, all I have to say to the people them out there about Democrat and Republican, let us support Barack Obama. Let us support our president, you know?
Oh, yeah.
America is built to fail. They are praying for the country to fail. So we don't need that. We need to pray for the president. You understand what I'm saying? There's a handful of people telling me that he's not God. I know and you know that he's not God, but, you know, God can use him to make things better.
We all are God, man. We all are God. Y'all, God.
Without God, we are nothing. We are nothing without God. Yeah, that's what I'm saying?
Yeah, it still ain't working.
Huh?
No, I'm talking to Tasha.
What can we do without God?
Working.
And my sister, tell me, what can we do without God, my sister?
I'm sorry? You're going to have to slow it down a little. I'm finding it hard to understand you.
What can we do without God? We cannot do nothing without God, right?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Very true.
Because without God, we are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah. We are talking about we need money. Yes, we need money, but we need God more. You know? When we have God, then we will have it all.
That's right. That's definitely correct.
We don't have God, we don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Right?
That'd be very, very true.
Yeah, so we need him to make the world go on.
No, right, Mr.
Right, Mr. Simon, so good?
No, that.
Oh, my God. Smelly, you're killing me.
So if you look deep... If we look deep into the situation right now, we don't need no money. We don't need that. We need God, because when we have God, we have everything. You understand?
Yep.
We don't need Democrat. We don't need Republican. We need God. So that's why I've been saying that Democrat and Republican need to put the politics one side and let us come together and unite. You know, treat people with respect. Doesn't matter what color, race, or greed. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. We are one people from God. And anytime that we acknowledge that we are one people from God, then we will have a better world to live. But it's going to be hard because, you know, some people all they know is hate. You understand what I'm saying? Hate is their carrier. Because, you know, we just love to see other people's lives miserable, terrible, disgusting.
Yeah,
that's one. I would feel like that. You know, it's just like the crabs in the barrel once again.
What you want to... Okay. Let me give you a little instructions. Okay, look. On the left-hand side, underneath the guest call-in number, that's your show start date. This is all the information about your show that when you go to set it up, that's just all the stuff that you put in there. You know what I'm saying? That's the name of the show. That's the host call-in information. That's the number that you would always call in. That's the PIN number that you would use. Then you ain't got to worry about the other stuff. And then that's the description of the show right there, you know what I'm saying, underneath it. That's what everybody else reads, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But what I was saying, too, was go to the my show page. Click back on my Blog Talk Radio and go to my show page, and then you'll see the whole... little description of the show over there.
Okay.
But then the middle part is where all the songs at. You know what I'm saying? That's where your music is, when you upload music. You can upload music.
One.
Yeah, you can upload music straight from here, or you can go to your My Account and then click on Add or Edit a file, and then they'll pull this little box up where you can upload more music through there. Like 5 tracks at a time.
Oh, damn, really?
Yeah. But I mean, I got like 200 songs in here. I don't know you can upload as many songs you can get up in this motherfucker. Now, when you go premium, you can upload like a whole mega mix. Like I got DJ mixes that I did in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like an hour and a half long, so I can upload the whole thing and just and let it play, you know what I'm saying?
Are my boys in here?
Huh?
Are my boys in here?
Oh, no,
did
not yet.
Are my boys in here? No, not yet.
No. I got you there. No, I was just
and,
all
right, and then I see to the right. I see switchboard. And then I see the callers.
Right. Now, when you would call into your show, this is me at the top. You know what I'm saying? The 436, that's me at the top.
Right.
Okay, so I'm the host, you know what I'm saying? And then you're the first caller, second caller is Vice Grip, and the third caller is supposed to be Goofy Bone, but his phone ain't answering. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? But that's how you see everybody's mic muted. Now, if I sit up and click your mic, you know what I'm saying? One time, it'll put it on mute. I'm going to do it to a Vice Grip just to show you. And then you'll see a little sign pop up over the microphone. Hold on. Good, damn it.
It's not doing it now.
No, I'm supposed to. All right. Well, that's what the hell it's supposed to do. Oh, I meant to log in to. But that's how it normally works. I don't know what the hell is freezing up right now.
Okay. That's all good. All right. So.
And that's basically how the whole switch works. That's basically how pretty much, you know.
And basically, if someone wants to actually, and how do I know if they've pressed one?
What, see how your hand got the little arrow up over it? That's when a person presses
uh-huh.
one, that little arrow will pop up. Like right now, the other two callers, they just listening. You know what I'm saying? But if they press one, then that'll let the host know that you want to talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that's
press number one, damn it.
That's what that's for. Oh, I don't understand that. There's something I'm fucked up. And then you can scroll up and down to see how much music is in there, you know what I'm saying? Different songs and all that. I got pretty much everything in there. I got gospel, rap, slow jams, a little bit of everything. Not no commercial, though. You won't find too much commercial. It's a lure. A few commercial songs in there. Millie Vanilli. Got to have my Millie off in there. You know? Yeah,
and so when I want to play a song, I just click on it?
Yeah, you click on the little, where underneath the stop sign, it got those little clocks. Like a little. And if you mouse over, it'll say play. So if you click on it, it'll start a song.
Okay. So if I was to click on it right now, song will start playing?
I don't know. Click on it right now if you have.
What's wrong? Let me pick the song first.
Oh, yeah. You don't have one picked out. All that.
And how do I turn it back off? Just click that little arrow again?
Yeah, but you ain't gonna turn it off. Just pick a song and let it play.
WSN Radio.
Let me find the song first.
And got commercials up at the top, you know what I'm saying? That's our sponsors. Anything that say 1C next to it, that's our sponsors. So. Yeah.
Okay.
We say.
Hold on. Where does that say it? Let me see. Which one?
It still ain't loading up. I don't know what the hell.
What's your sponsors? What does it say?
The one, it say 1C next to them.
1C?
Yeah, the C is in cat. Anything next to that, that's all those are sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Going to military,
so
lager beer, yeah. And they're all set to 150%.
Okay.
Yes, it's
going to
be quite the ride, and I'm looking forward to it.
Can I just play one?
Yeah, play it.
Can I? All right. Let me see which one I'm going to play.
Right?
I was trying to play something. It's not letting me play. So, I think we're just going to have to entertain everyone.
Oh. Just the way you say things sometimes. Just the way you say something. Okay. Late night, too. What is it? 1 in the morning? What you doing at 1 in the morning with me, woman?
You know what? I don't even know, man. I'm playing. You know, I love you too much.
Yeah.
So, I had to stay on with you.
Dedicated to the hustle, huh? It's the Blog Talk hustle. Man, the Blog Talk hustle. What the hell, man? I can't even reload. What's going on, man?
Mine's looking up now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Blog Talk, we're going down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Get down.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck me rotten. So what, that ain't a saying that they say up there? Am I talking British or something? They do?
No, they do. Fuck me rotten.
I was British.
Yeah.
Fuck me rotten. What that mean? Give it to me real good.
Something like that.
Oh. What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Break it down.
That's exactly what it means.
Oh.
Fuck me rotten.
Oh, okay. Oh. I mean, like hit me in the back door or anything like that, you know. Code word or something. Hit me in the back door.
Oh,
fuck
goodness.
Me rotten. Fuck me in the rotten. Oh.
God. You're crazy.
This is Fuck Me Rotten Friday. Fuck me rotten. And be fucked for work.
Yeah. You know, oh my goodness. I haven't actually told you that day I was fucked for work all day. I was sitting there trying not to fall asleep at my desk. Mhm. It's your fault. Yours and Goofy's. And I keep both of them.
Well, thank you. You appreciate the love.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate the love. Y'all know how that goes. Get this off. I was on the Skype with old Fetty J. But he off in Goofy World, so I got to find. But now the damn shit won't even, it won't pull up another damn, whatchamacallit. It won't pull shit back up. I can't go to Goofy Show. I mean, this show is even jacked up because I can't play no music off of it. Can't even put mute on. Well, I ain't gonna do tricks.
Hey, I know, right?
And you trying to do the same, right? And it ain't doing nothing?
Yeah, it's not doing shit.
Uh,
Oh my goodness.
So where your parents at? Where your people at?
Where's my people at?
Yeah.
At this time in the morning, sleeping like normal people.
Oh, I mean, just where they at, where they live at, where they stay at.
They live not too far away from me, actually. In a place called Marangaroo.
Marangaroo.
What's the suburb?
Marangaroo. Yeah, I'm going down to Marangaroo. I'm going to chill on over there. Marangaroo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at some kangaroos at Marangaroo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so sorry for that kangaroo today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody. Got to introduce y'all to the...
Everybody, listen to what the hell happened today.
Side road killer of kangaroos. Everybody keep your pets inside. If you ever see her riding passenger side.
You know what? I'm gonna fucking hurt you.
So anyway,
I was driving with my girlfriend. We were in the car, and we were driving along some road, and there's like all bush area on the right and the left, and as I'm actually driving down the street, the sun was going down as well, so it was starting to get dark, and then all of a sudden I'm looking in the middle of the road and there's a kangaroo staring right at us. And I just screamed out to him, like, fucking kangaroo. I didn't quite do it like that. I screamed. Don't let me do it. It's really late. I'll wake up everyone if I actually scream like I did. And you know what you're supposed to do, apparently, when you see a kangaroo, you shouldn't swerve. You should actually hit it. That's what they say, because if you try to swerve off the road, you can kill yourself, basically. And so what she did was she just full pelted it and she killed this fucking kangaroo. Oh, my God. I cried for an hour. I was like, why did you kill it? You're in a fucking truck. We would have survived. You know, you could have just gone on the actual sand, because there was sand there, you know. And a normal car probably would have got bogged, but her truck would have survived.
But... What is the Aussie rule for kangaroo encounters?
What's the Aussie rule for what? Kangaroo encounters?
Yeah. What's the Aussie rule?
Speed up and hit it.
Man, well, shit. Yeah. Like, I'm coming over there just for that motherfucking reason. Shit.
Oh, you know what? That's so not cool. How are you going to do that?
I'm just
too cute.
I love animals, man. I try to jump on their fucking back and go and ride them. Like, woo! Hop! Fuck it, let me get in your pouch. Okay, hop! Yeah. Oh, God. Wicked dreams of a kangaroo. I want a koala bear, though. That's what I want, a damn koala bear, so I can feed him some, when the fuck get him, kind of leaves, is it? The eucalyptus leaves, some shit like
eucalyptus.
That.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah, some of them leaves. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Some of them leaves.
Eucalyptus leaves. Some of them leaves,
you know. Come on over here, koala. Come on over here, koala, get some of these leaves. Get on over here, koala, after I talk to him. Get on over here, koala, get some of these leaves. Eucalyptics. Some of these eucalyptics. Eucalyptic leaves. I have to have a southern koala, you know what I'm saying? He'll be southern. I'd be fucking around with me, yeah. You know, you be walking with a pimp and everything. What's happening? Eating, you know what I'm saying? He don't even eat koala leaves no more. You know what I'm saying? He smoke koala leaves. That's how you do it. He smoke koala leaves now. Pando? Oh, he a koala, my bad. You probably get offended if I call him a panda bear. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mexicans get offended, call him Puerto Rican. You don't call me no panda bear. You don't be calling me no panda bear. I'm a motherfucking koala. I'm a koala bear. Call me motherfucking panda. Yeah. Try me again, Smell.
You're crazy.
Try me again, Smell. Oh, I jump out this motherfucking tree on your ass, Smell. I'm eating my eucalyptus leaves right now. Don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with them no more, though. See, look, koala, koala,
long.
You
know what I'm... You were crazy.
What the hell is going on, man?
But, yeah, that broke my heart today, seriously. That broke my heart. Poor little thing. It was just looking at my car. Oh, looking at my car.
What you call a bloke? Poor little bloke?
A bloke, yes.
Yeah, what the hell is a bloke?
A bloke is a male.
A male what? A who?
A guy. A man. A man, a male, a guy.
Oh, I'm saying everybody's bloke. I said I ain't like I'm cursing at somebody. Hey, you bloke.
No, it doesn't really. It doesn't work that way.
You're gonna get upset. What up, bloke?
What up, bloke?
What up, bloke?
No. You know what a female is?
What that? Oh hell no.
A Sheila.
A Sheila.
A Sheila.
Hey, Sheila. Oh, Sheila. Oh, Sheila. That used to be the jam. That's where that came from, Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheila. Oh.
Oh, Sheila.
Yeah, that used to be the shit. Be the shit. Yeah. You don't remember that, girl.
You're crazy.
He's my deep one. I don't believe your age. I don't believe your age. I don't believe your age.
You don't believe my age?
Yeah. I believe you're like 22. You're probably like 22. You don't know.
Are you serious? I love you, Smelly. I wish I was 22. Oh, my goodness.
What?
I can't believe I'm turning 30 in 2 weeks.
30. Yeah. That's better than that. Oh. Shout out to all my daddy people out there, all my daddy daddies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I celebrate my love, dear daddy daddy. Daddy daddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
that
very
is true. I was kind of scared about it at first, but now I'm kind of embracing it. But it's just like, where has my life gone? I'm thinking that at 30. Imagine what I'm going to be like at 50.
Yeah.
Oh,
still fucking wobbling. Still fucking.
Hell yeah. Let me fucking go with that eye.
That's what you want. Oh, my, I got charm in my laptop. Well, shit, about to go dead. I need to roll me a blunt, man. Time to smoke, people. Oh, yeah. Gotta get high. Oh, you want to get high with me?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hey, let me try and play something. Let me see if it works.
Play some Jutong?
I'm going to play a... One of these commercials. Hold on. I'm going to try.
Yeah, shit's fucking up for me.
All right.
This is brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse. about you, Baltimore.
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
See, if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your time.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right. Challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's Car.
Baltimore Spielbeers.
And exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's our sponsor. That's one of our official sponsors right now. You
okay.
know. Yeah, one of our
All
official
right.
At least the switch is working.
At least
it was. Yeah. Oh, it was. I got to try to restart my shit, man. I don't know what the fuck, man.
Yeah, restart it.
Oh, damn. Man, it takes 4 hours of one shut down and shit.
I might play a song while you're restarting your computer, huh?
Yeah, you the co-host.
You are so cute.
I'll be.
Oh my goodness.
What about your job,
man? I didn't realize the co-host gets control like this as well. It's crazy. Love this shit.
Yeah. Co-host is the same as this hosting. It's just one person. Only one person can call in to the. To the actual host queue, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
I can.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I see Millie Vanilli.
Holy shit, you know motherfucking Millie off in that sick. Every time I hate it.
Please, I have to play it. Can I play it?
Hey, what can I tell you? You the co-host.
I'm playing Millie Vanilli. It's going to take me back.
It's Natasha Triple X.
Right, you
DJ Smezzle. Back in the game radio. Mm-hmm. Live. All the way from Australia to Florida. Right, woman?
I am. I'm trying.
Oh. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Okay. I guess I had to warm up and shit.
Hey man, can they hear us talking like this?
Huh?
Can they hear us talking?
Yeah, it's an intro. It'll take a little minute. It's gonna talk. You told her
goodbye.
You don't remember this. You don't remember nothing about this.
Bullshit.
Bob.
I was
Bob.
In love with that.
Bob. Bob and Fab, a.k.a. Millie Vanilli. Oh. I got out live on the radio. Got out with you. blame it on the bang. Uh-oh, she getting the feeling, y'all. She getting the feeling. Watch out. Watch out. Where were you when Millie Vanilli came out?
Oh, you know what? I was in high school. I think I was in fifth grade in high school.
Is your hair long there?
Did I have long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had hair down to my arm.
Oh, you been in high school?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Down to my arm.
My arm. You know this show is recorded, right? Then you know.
I know now.
You hear what they say.
Can they can hear us talking?
Bang. Huh?
No,
they. I hear you.
They can hear us talking?
Yeah, they can hear.
Oh, fine. I'm gonna
shut up. Oh, well, can hear. So, well. Yeah, I kind of log back on in a second. Must be in that old invisible mode shit.
And what?
Invisible mode. When you come on, it don't show that you online.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing that for a while because everybody kept fucking with me.
Man, I have some stalkers on there.
I believe it, yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I put it on mute, and then you can't hear yourself.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I had to reset.
Okay.
Yeah, to reset. Yeah, to reset. So every time you put it on mute, that's you know what I'm saying, you won't hear that. But normally you put it on mute. You know what I'm saying, when you're playing songs, you know what I'm saying, mute yourself and then mute your guests. You know what I'm saying, because it picks up all the background noise and people hear all that noise,
okay,
whatever person be doing.
All right.
You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I
mean,
what else is?
Like this, you know what I'm saying. Bryce.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hello? Oh, okay. I hear you, brother. You networking.
I'm on the other line with a friend of mine from an IC Color. You know, I'm telling her about the show.
Oh, I'm going to go on IC Color and drop some bombs. Don't worry about it. Hold on. I'm signed up to IcColor.com. You know what I'm saying? Going there. Now, they got like 400 damn thousand people in one chat room. So I just go on that bitch and drop a bunch of, drop my link in that. IcColor.com. IceColor.com. IcColor. It ain't nothing but a big ass, whatever the hell it is. I don't even know. It's a NING network, part of the NING, N-I-N-G, NING network. And I'm signed up like 4 or 5 of the mugs, you know what I'm saying? I'm signed up about 4 or 5 of the mugs, man. Let me see if I can tweet this real quick so I can send this over. And you see where the tweet button at? That's where you can automatically Twitter the episode. You on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Okay, yeah, so that's where you can go on Twitter the episode. Automatically. Select,
okay.
Copy. Going to the chat room. Da 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 da. So now we have 396 people online. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just go in there and drop off.
crazy.
Oh, yeah, every time I was dropping links. Dropping links. You got to drop them, baby. You got to drop them. Oh, snap. We got some more callers. Callers. Hold on. My bad, man. I don't know what happened. 414. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Hello.
Ziggets, hello? Hello? Welcome. Welcome in. To that.
Oh, am I on?
Whatever.
Yeah, 414.
Hello?
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 Get him, co-host. Get him.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
Who's that? Who are we talking to?
This is Abu from the Americas.
Oh, hello. I spoke to you earlier.
Yes. I was trying to listen to what the hell you guys are talking about.
Oh, my
God. Absolutely.
What's the topic
know what we're talking about.
What's the topic of discussion this fine afternoon in America
bring
here?
A new subject. Bring a new subject in.
Fuck me rotten Friday.
In the team.
You know,
you hear me?
Yeah.
Well,
faintly, I can hear you faintly.
Come on. Yeah. Bam. See that there? That's how you do that. Bam. Now you hear all the clarity come in?
Yeah.
It's Freaky Friday right here, man, on Record of Game Radio, WDGR, you know what I'm saying, Record of Game Radio. I'm our host, DJ Smell So Good. This is my Australian sexy co-host, Miss Natasha XXX, and you know, we holding it down. You know what I'm saying? We just discussing various anything and everything. It's 1:30 p.m. in the States, and it's 1:30 in the morning down bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll be going to sleep soon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's 12:30 over here, so.
Yeah, man, where you at?
The PM, yeah, the PM.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wait a minute, 12:30, you're out behind me. 4:04. That's what's up, that's what's up. Matter of fact, I got long back in the old Goofy show. Yeah, today my homeboy, pre-birthday bash, we celebrating my dog Goofy Bone. This is his birthday today.
Oh, you want your birthday?
No, his birthday is tomorrow, so we celebrating it today.
Oh, wow. Mine's next week, Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Well, my co-host is shit. And a couple's about in like 2 weeks.
So Tasha, fill out your co-host there while our topics of discussion about a couple hours ago.
Oh, I spoke about it earlier. Yeah, this is one of the guys that called in to that show that I said they were interviewing me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is one of them. How about you tell them? How about you tell everybody?
Hello?
Yeah, how about you tell everybody?
Hey, I got called back. I got to find better reception. My cell phone sucks.
Oh, we'll be in about 30
all
minutes,
right.
Homie.
Yeah, call back.
Hey, did you click on the My Show page?
No.
Oh, yeah. Go and click on My Show page. Click on the My Blog Talk Radio. Well, I mean, you in class today. You was in class. You was in training.
I am. Are you fucking educating me hardcore? It's the shit. I love it. Hold on. What am I doing?
Click on My Blog Talk Radio.
My Blog Talk? Okay. Got it.
You click back on my account and then go to my... Who, what?
And you, mister... Oh, sorry. I'll tell you in a minute. Hold on. My account, and what am I doing?
My show page.
My show page. All right.
You'll see a drunken
rascal. You know my name is. You know my name is Triple X Miss Tasha. Triple X, not just Miss Tasha.
Oh, well, excuse me, Triple X, Miss Natasha Triple X.
No. It's Miss Tasha. It's not Natasha, but that's okay.
Oh.
I like that anyway. I'm glad you named me that. I feel special.
Oh. Okay. That's okay. Gotta have a pet name. I
see it. Hey, all right,
now you see me with the gin and juice?
I do.
All right. See where it said play in chat?
Yes.
Okay, click on that. Bam! What is that a picture of?
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Who's the shit? Yeah, I know. I'm the shit.
Oh, you're too fucking cute, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, doing your motherfucking homework. Doing the motherfucking homework. You see it? Goddamn it. Fucking right. And if y'all want to know what we're talking about, it's a Macedonian flag. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I went all the way back. I went back on her. You know what I'm saying? And it says, well, fuck that. You read the description. What does it say?
Wow. Thank you, baby. You are too kind. That's too cute. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, going down. The very lovely and sexy Miss Natasha Triple X.
And when I come out there, me and you are going to have a photo together. I'm going to be kissing you on your cheek, and then we can put that one up there.
I hear you now. Hey. Hey. Remember the cheek thing to me. My lips is bigger than yours, so hey. You know? And remember the cheek thing to me, girl. Remember the cheek thing to me.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta drop some more bombs off in the ring over here.
Hold on.
Happy color bombs.
414 is calling again. Hold on.
Oh, you gotta click them in, guys. You gotta click them in.
I just did. I'm trying.
Is this
hello, 414, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah,
yeah, my apologies. My phone sucks. So.
Well, all of us do, so. We all on cell phones.
So, so did you fill the brother in on what we discussed there, Tasha?
Well, I kind of, no, just briefly. You know, how about you, you let him know.
Let everybody else know. I was talking about open communes. You know how, like, there's, like, a small community, like, in certain parts of the country or the world where they just share everything, like cars, food, their women and stuff like that, because kind of like an open marriage. And we were kind of discussing if that was, if that could be every possible in the world today on a grander scale.
Well, hell, it is. If you're saying that, that it's different parts of the place that's doing it, I mean, it's just not, they haven't came together as a community and made it. You know what I'm saying? That's all they have to do is come together as them different, you know what I'm saying, little sectors, and then that's what makes the community. And they all, I mean, but it's one thing to do that, but then, I mean, it's another thing that we're in a world of, man, with all these fuck-ass diseases and shit that really, to be just sharing openly like that, I mean, no, oh man, that, I mean, it sounds cooler than what it really seems to me.
See, my whole issue, though, what's the difference between a guy having a girl and yet he goes and cheats on her with, like, 5, 6, 7 different women? It's kind of similar.
Yeah, I mean, what's
of,
the difference? What's the difference between that and a polygamous camp, then?
Yeah, well, see, at least they're open about, okay, I'm having relations with this person. Whereas when you go behind somebody's back, you're kind of lying and, you know, cheating. That's all I'm saying. Like, the spirit is open and honesty versus I'm lying and going behind somebody's back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we were on earlier today.
That's some issues. Those are some issues. Yeah, definitely. Y'all
and then we were talking about do you believe in sexless sex? No, not sexless sex. Whoops.
Yeah, I'm like, where's the sexless
sex?
that
makes sense. Meaningless sex.
Okay, what you mean? Just be fucking for no reason or what?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do that? I mean, because if you and another person, you know what I'm saying, can get aroused. I done been with a woman to where I couldn't even, you know what I'm saying, get it up. You know what I'm saying? Because there was no interest. That naked
right.
at all. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't no interest there.
So basically, it's like, yeah.
You know, been with other women where I couldn't keep it down. You know what I'm saying? It's about
right.
all night. It's just, it's dependent upon the person.
Okay.
Basically,
what I think that people are saying is like, okay, you meet a person, say, hey, woo, 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 okay, drop it, and then do it. I mean, that's how I'm interpreting that.
Yeah, I'm like, what is meaningless? You know, I mean, unless you're just walking up to somebody on the street and it's like, hey, no, thank you, and keep walking and shit. Like, now, if you find some shit like that going on, you might be in Germany. Oh, my bad.
Oh, wow. That's what they be doing in Germany, huh?
Man, not quite that serious, but they get that freaky, man. They do get
wow.
that freaky. Europeans, boy, yeah. Get a little loose over there, man. I mean, but see, Germany is made up of Europe is made up of a bunch of different countries. So, I mean, you got everything. Turkish people, Macedonians,
right.
Africans. You got all kinds of people over there that make up that European country. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I heard the French are kind of freaky, too.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I heard that, too, man. Italians, yeah. I didn't find that. I went to Italy, and I mean, they're more romantic type motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They everywhere around there. They got those old weather Milo type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right around the commercial. Oh, what up, Elo? Well, we had one of them motherfuckers called a gondola. I forgot what the dude called, but he don't sing to you and shit. I'm like, damn, I thought you motherfuckers sang and shit. He looked at me like, bitch, we on. If I went on commercial, you must be in there.
Wow. Man, yeah.
Finna roll your ass to your destination. You finna get the fuck off and get out of my damn face. Or what the meal over that?
Wow.
Yeah, but it was it's a beautiful country though. I wouldn't say that. Yeah, it was an experience. I got pictures and shit. I got to scan the pictures, post them up and shit. I got a bunch. Right. I'm ex-military, so you know I did my little time for Uncle Sam. Yeah, did a little time for Uncle Sam. Uncle Spam.
Yeah, we're just so limited in America, I tell you.
Uncle Spam, yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Sam.
And free at the same time, man. It's kind of crazy. You limit it, but then you're free to do kind of whatever the fuck. It's just, you have to put your mind to getting it done. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Uncle Sam's got his balls tied in a knot, that's for sure.
Yeah. Know that. That's definitely true. So, you just got to get ready for it, you know. Pack your bags and get the fuck around places. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get down to Australia. I got an open invitation.
Wow. Yes, you do.
Hey.
You know you're always welcome here with me, Smelly.
But hey, you got an open invitation to Florida now. Come on down.
Oh,
Southern
I am.
Hospitality, Southern hospitality.
Oh, you're doing stuff in Florida?
Yeah, man. I'm from Tampa. Tampa, Florida, man.
Oh, I thought you were from Australia.
No,
I was
going to
say, where's your accent? Hey, I'm discovering America to you. He's living in America.
Oh, yeah, my co-host is in Australia, though. Yeah, my co-host is in Australia right now.
Yeah, I know that. I can tell by the accent.
Yeah, I'm old Floridian, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the beauty of blog talk, man. Hooking us up, man. Connecting people worldwide, you know.
So you see a lot of wrestlers in Tampa there?
No, not too many of them washed up motherfuckers, you know. Right? you run into their ass at the casino getting broken and shit, but, you know, that's pretty much it.
I was telling you.
Home where all that old fake shit started from, though. I mean, back in the day, I used to be on the side of the. I used to help set up chairs in the wrestling ring for all the old, fake wrestlers to come in and they come. Man, I mean, that shit been fake since Coco Beware and Junkyard Dog, goddammit.
Right.
But it's always been entertainment. That's been the whole purpose, you know what I'm saying? All about entertainment.
Yeah, I was telling Tasha because she's thinking of coming to America, and she wants to start off in L.A. first, then go to Vegas, and then move her way down to, like, Arkansas. I said, dear, you're going to be shell-shocked.
Yeah, you got some hella fine.
I'm not just staying there. I'm just kind of driving through, man. I'm driving through. Like, I'm taking a road trip, so I'm kind of going everywhere.
I know, but you go from Beverly Hills to Las Vegas with all the lights and stuff like that, and you go to, like, a no man town in Arkansas.
Yeah, to like just driving. That's all you're gonna be doing is just driving and shit. Cause I don't think it is nothing in Arkansas.
That's okay. At least I can say I've been there. At least I can
say I've seen it.
Go ahead.
No. That I wasn't saying anything.
You're probably gonna see pictures of Chris Allen at American Island shit in Arkansas. Also all over the place.
I don't get American Idol out here. Sorry.
Good thing.
I don't know who
good
that
thing.
Is. I'll probably miss that too.
They don't show American Idol? Oh my God. No.
No, you know what? They show it on cable out here, but I don't have cable because I don't watch too much TV, so I don't find the point of me paying for TV that I'm not going to watch.
That's why we get along so well. I don't watch TV at all. TV, you talking about, man, you can't that show last night, dog. You seen the game? I'm like, what?
Yeah,
no. Because I don't know, it wasn't on the internet, and if it was, I wasn't watching that. I wasn't watching that link.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't catch that. Yeah. They sure asked me. I ain't watched TV consistently until shit. I came here to this damn room, and then that's gonna end tomorrow. So hey, I'll be back on my hustle. I like to make music and shit, so that's why I don't occupy my time too much with TV and shit. Yeah, it's all about the music, man.
Yeah,
all about the music. Wicked, squicky, scratch. Hey, this is my artist right here. What the hell is that? Oh, I gotta play a goofball. So, if you can play, I want to get high because I gotta roll up. Roll up a doobie.
Which one?
Goofy Ball, I want to get high. Fuck it, I got it.
Yeah. Time.
Man, you can't make no motherfucking high song to a club beat. You just can't kill it.
About the boy Indy, they tell you I got purple in the kiss, and I got the
trunk, fire chronic grape, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money, now it's time to get high.
Yeah. Goofy Boom! That's the old Straight Load Records crew, man. Goofy Bone, Bruce in the Sky, TSK. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole clique, man, going down real big. Shouts out TSK and the whole crew. You know? That's how you do it right there. You see how I did that girl? See how I did that girl? That's what I'm talking about. That was good, man. That's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to mute him, and then you unmute him. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen that. It's cool.
It worked that magic, yeah. It worked that magic. Oh. you say I'm putting you on the next show now. They don't be standing me up if I ain't, you know, hey, if you ain't going to be on it now. Now, tell me now.
What?
Oh. I thought you called all that. I said you're going to be on the next show.
I have no idea. You sounded just, I don't know, like you're mumbling something.
Yeah, I was.
Your accent kind of gets me sometimes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know that's how it be. That's that good old southern coming out of me. Yeah. Hey, 414.
Yeah.
Still there, brother?
I'm there, brother. I'm listening. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so let us know something good about you.
Who?
You.
Me?
414. Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good? Okay.
This is all good.
Yes, it is. It is all good.
No, I'm just getting ready to do my public access show tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, I'm a public access show host too, but they got into some bunch of political bullshit down here and tried to cut our fundings off and shit. So I was like,
oh, they did?
Yeah, and I turned to the internet and gave them the middle finger.
Yeah, that's even that same bullshit over here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's like how do you censor uncensored free access television? How do you censor that when it's supposed to be uncensored?
Well, we can't do certain things. We can't like endorse politicians and shit.
Well, yeah. We can't do that. We can't endorse politicians. But I mean, like back in the day, I mean, you used to have some real shows on there, like motherfucking. They had these chicks on there. These old couple used to come on there, and the old lady used to walk the man in, and she had all this fucking leather, you know, the sex dominatrix shit.
What?
Oh man, that shit used to be funny as fuck. They did their whole show on dominate, talking about dominatrix and all this shit. She got to do with balls in his, you know, put a ball in his mouth. All kind of crazy shit.
No way!
Old folks, and these were like, you know, they were like probably 65, you know what I'm saying, 70. And they were, yeah, I was like, hey, nah, man. Yeah, they used to, then I had the Klan on, we had the Klan on one time. It was the Klan and somebody else, you know, of course, they tore up the goddamn studio. Shit,
right.
You know, that always, they ain't never a good positive meeting, you know. You never want to schedule them two people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Together. You want to kind of keep that separate, but, you know, it's all good. It's all good. I'll shut up this next show real quick, y'all. Y'all hold on a second.
No, but Tasha, I got killer eyes. That's something good about me.
Oh, you got killer eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So do I.
What, you had a
transplant? I've been told I can tell a story. With my eyes without saying
a word. I got the big eyeballs, like the big eyes.
Oh, okay. That's all good.
Smoking pot, huh? been smoking pot, right? Been hitting on the wacky tobacco.
No, I was born. I came out smoking pot.
Oh, well, that's what time it is. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Yeah.
Friend with weeds or friend in D.
Yeah. Doctor looked at me and said, snap.
Oh, my goodness.
Get this switchboard ready for the next show. Yeah, man. So, this your first time on Blog Talk, or you a regular around here?
Me?
Yeah.
No, my friend's been doing it. He started up about a week and a half ago. So him and his girl and his friend are doing it. I just call in.
What's his show called?
His girl's show is called Sidebar. It comes on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
And then if you go in the building, our website's called In the Building, InTheBuildin.com. You'll see like the times.
In the building. INDA.
INTHABULDIN.com. Yeah, and then his friend does a show after hers called The After Show from 1 to 2.
Okay.
Man, we were talking.
Community informed. Yeah,
huh?
Talk shows on Blog Talk, social network, magazine coming soon.
Yep. All
right, that's what that is. The network of people, black, white, what is that, Puerto Rican?
Yeah, you see the pictures up there?
Yeah.
I'm the dark haired guy next to the white guy to your left.
With the red shirt on and the
suit. Yeah, Arab looking dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the picture's blurry. Where are you from?
Hold on, have you got pictures up?
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, originally?
Oh no, I was born here. My parents are from Jerusalem. They were born in Jerusalem.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's okay.
I'm Palestinian. Well, American.
Fucking walking, man. You drinking that fucking piss beer up there?
What?
Milwaukee. Fucking Milwaukee. This beer sucks. Fucking Milwaukee beer.
Hey, we got some big businesses out here that provide America for America. Harley, Miller.
Oh yeah. Well, it just ain't that fucking Milwaukee shit. Hell no. That's like Foster's.
I think Miller owns Foster's. I think.
What?
I think so. If I remember correctly, I went on a brewing tour. I could have sworn Foster's one of the beers that they adopted.
Hell no! Probably why it tastes like piss too, though. That's probably true. It just tastes watered down. You know what I'm saying? It just makes you go to the bathroom. That's why I drink malt liquor. I can't do all that. Bud Light and all that light shit, man. Please, ain't nothing like that beer. They're supposed to sit on you and get you drunk. That's what the hell the purpose is. Ain't
so what beer? So what beer you drink then?
Natural Ice. I'm a hardcore beer drinker. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that straight gut turner. Yeah, get in there and just turn your whole world upside down. Yeah, that's what I like to drink on. Woo!
You know how people like drink beer with like salty products? I found that drinking beer with like sweet products is better.
What you mean? Like what?
Like have yourself a piece of cake and drink beer. I think the combination of the beer and the cake goes well.
Yeah.
I think so.
I always thought that was the opposite, you know what I'm saying, sweets and but.
Oh my God, we got like 30 seconds left.
Oh no, because then the other show starts. In 30 seconds, so I'm going to have to hang
oh,
up.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So
sweet
I got another
too. Yeah, don't speak too much, Tasha.
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
You
listening.
Got,
I'm so sorry.
No, you got a better voice than me and Dude over there. I like to hear your voice.
Yeah, man.
No, I like your voices. You got the hot accents and
she's
stuff.
She's the co-host. That's what I'm trying to keep her. You know what I'm saying? Keep
yeah,
it happy,
no,
man.
I'm just learning this whole thing. I'm concentrating like a switchboard and things like that. So I'm just kind of learning. And so I'm
oh, you guys, you got
that right now.
You got the switchboard at your where you at right now?
Yeah, you can do that. You can actually be at home, and your friend can be at home, and y'all can share a switchboard. You just can't call in to the same number. You would have to call into the guest number, and then you know what I'm saying, that's the only thing that's different. It can only be one host, but everybody can see. So you can actually be at home and uploading some music for the show while you're sitting over there talking and playing music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody can, you know, in case it's a song that you want to hear, and instead of you trying to email it over to him, you know what I'm saying, just have, but he'll have to give you his password information to get into the show. That's the only thing.
Hey, for my show, I was doing karaoke, like, on a Friday night. So at the end of my Republic Access show, I do a song. And what's your suggestion on the song I should sing? She Bang. And Willie, Weird Al Yankovic, I want to give you something. What song should I sing?
Not the damn Shebang, fucking shit. Please, no fucking Shebang. She shoot that damn fucking Shebang. What was the other choice?
You guys got a choice for me or what?
Yeah, what was the other choice?
What was the other one?
That Weird Al Yankovic, the T.I. I want to give you. How does that go? I want to give you something. I want to give you something to you. Like he's like the song about he giving to something to the girl. Like everything you want. Oh yeah, I want to.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah, that, there you go. Everything you like.
Oh, but you got the Weird Al Yankovic version of it.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I take the Weird Al Yankovic version. Hey, nah, I know that'd be a trip, man. Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, check out this website, iClips.com, because iKLIPZ.
Okay.
And what it is, after you air your shows, don't you keep them? Don't you? Don't you make them DVDs and stuff out of them?
Oh, for public access?
Yeah.
I think they uploaded. I think there's some clips on YouTube of us.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if y'all do, like, a whole hour-long or two-hour series,
then,
you know, they'll charge you to put it on DVD, but that website, you can upload it and put the whole damn thing. I mean, you can use that as your movie website.
Okay.
It's an actual movie website, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a director myself, you know what I'm saying? So I got a couple of little things I done did, little videos and stuff I did. And I posted them there, you know what I'm saying?
What's your name?
DJ, actually, when you go on there, it's under WDGE. But my name is DJ Smell So Good.
Okay.
I think it's in the link. That's what it is. iClips.com. Yeah. /WDGE. And then it'll pop up. Check out some of my videos and stuff. I got it. So much stuff, man, but that's like the best website I found because YouTube, Daily Motion, and all the other kind of crap, they only allow you to do like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, that allow you to do 2 hours, I think up to 2 hours. Yeah, I think it's like up to 2 hours. So.
Actually, the biggest guest we had on our public access show was the director from the notebook and Alpha Dog.
From where now?
The Alpha Dog?
Yeah.
And the notebook? You ever see those movies?
No, Alpha Dog.
The Notebook? Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, Nick Cassavetes. Yeah, he's our show because a friend of mine was playing fantasy basketball with him, so he was kind enough to call him to the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the biggest guest we've had so far.
Yeah. Let me see. No, I don't have some local like celebrities that's like big around here, but not shit. I mean guests like Natasha, that's been the biggest thing to me. Her and I got another guest from New Zealand, and then I got a homegirl in Iraq that I used to be in the military, so she over there and she tunes into the show. So them like the furthest places right now that I've been reaching out.
Oh, am I a special guest? Aww.
Oh, you see it
on
the show?
I don't know if that's special.
What, you on the other show? Oh, yeah. You're on the other show. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, he need to call into the damn show. He calling in. He need to call into the damn show. All right. Well, look, I got to hang up from here and call into the next show. If you want to check it out, I can give you your phone number.
Okay. What is it?
646.
Yeah.
595-4679. But now, this is a Jamaican show, so you got to listen carefully.
So there's no charge.
I'm going to be quiet in this long, so I don't understand.
Yeah. That's all I can tell you. He got a heavy Jamaican accent, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he talked English.
Yeah.
He just got a hit with a heavy accent.
When he was talking to me earlier, I was like, what? I don't understand what you're saying. Slow it down for me a little.
he's kind of like that wrestler, Kofi Kingston, huh?
Yeah, he really, he like a Shabba Rank, you know what I'm saying, beating it to him.
Man, my phone's going to cut out. I'll call back.
All right, nice to meet you guys.
Hey, you too, brother. I hope to see you on the show.
Okay.
All right. See you. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Tasha, I'll hit you up in a second. Peace.
All right.
You live. And we out of here, man. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Peace. See y'all tomorrow.